sun by the levee said the keys were in it anyway. So morally it's blurry. We piled in with a jug of tea and half a loaf of bunny bread. And Eli brought a tambourine because the South requires percussion. Andrew had a flannel shirt he bought to look authentic, and Rick kept slapping dashboard time like he was late for Judgment Day. And I was in the back seat trying to rhyme existential with accidental, while the cows looked on like union men on break. We went country for the weekend just to see if it would stick, like straw hats, cheap beer, and burrs caught in your socks, singing sad songs about tractors, though none of us could drive one straight. Just five college boys in borrowed twang, making fools of God's green acreage. Out behind the watermelon stand past Highway 49, and Dave said, this here's where legends start, which sounded pretty stupid. Then he climbed up on a hay bale like some paperback messiah and played three chords so loud it scared a horse into a ditch. Rick was banging on a hubcap with a tire iron from the glove box, and Andrew swore the groove was close to something Graham Parsons might have done. Eli said, that's blasphemy. Then played a little organ lion that sounded like a funeral held inside a Pizza Hut. We went country for the weekend just to see if it would stick, like straw hats, cheap beer, and birds caught in your socks. Just five college boys in borrowed twang, making fools of God's green acreage. Now we know, you know, we know this ain't the real thing. That's the whole thing, friend, a joke with steel strings and fake drawls. But if you laugh and clap in rhythm, well, that only proves the theorem. Truth gets stranger when you drag it through the wheat. By sundown we were filthy as theology professors arguing if Hank Williams would have hated us on sight. The truck got stuck in mud so deep it felt symbolic, and Dave said, that's exactly why symbolism's overrated. We walked home by the railroad tracks in moonlight and so skeetos, singing something half remembered, half invented, all out of tune. And somewhere in the dark, a dog kept howling like a critic, which, to be fair, was probably justified.